This is Dave Brown, and welcome to the Frontline Freedom and Venture Therapy Podcast. As an adventure therapy nonprofit organization, we cater to frontline workers, especially those in the public safety and healthcare sectors. On this podcast, we cover relevant topics to public safety and our frontline workers' overall health by exploring the mental health benefits gained through outdoor recreation, leadership development, and self-improvement. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. If you're looking for more information about Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org. Welcome to the show, everyone. Today's show, we're going to be talking once again about sleep, and more importantly, how sleep is impacting your lifespan and what you can do about it. And we've all heard the saying that getting a solid 8 hours of sleep is crucial for your health. But what if I told you that it's not just about the quantity of sleep, but also the regularity? Because recent research has shown that having a consistent sleep schedule can actually be more important than the number of hours that you sleep. So there's a recent study published by the Journal of Sleep, and it found that the regularity in our sleep can reduce the risk of early death by up to 48%. Because it turns out that going to bed and waking up at consistent times with minimal interruptions during the night can have a significant impact on your health and ultimately your lifespan. So let's kind of dive into why sleep regularity is actually the crucial ingredient here. And sleep regularity, it allows your body to establish a natural rhythm that, you know, we refer to it as a circadian rhythm, but it helps keep that established. And it regulates important bodily functions such as hormone production, metabolism, and immune system function. And when this rhythm is disrupted by irregular sleep patterns, it can lead to negative health consequences. So chronic sleep irregularity has been linked to an increased risk of obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and even certain types of cancer. In contrast, maintaining a regular sleep schedule has been shown to improve overall physical health and mental health. So now you might be thinking, I barely get 6 hours of sleep every night. But here's the good news. That study revealed that the consistent sleep of 6 hours was associated with a lower risk of early death when compared to irregular sleep of up to 8 hours. So even if you can't reach the recommended, you know, 7 to 8 hours or 7 to 9 hours, having a regular sleep pattern is still beneficial. So this understanding of the importance of sleep regularity kind of adds an extra layer to the sleep and longevity puzzle. And the neuroscientist that kind of heads up all this stuff, his name's Matt Walker, and he's basically saying that we've only been missing, we've only been getting half of the story as it relates to sleep, because the old adage of 7 to 9 hours has kind of been the gold standard. And without looking at the pattern of sleep, we were kind of missing what it takes to make ourselves truly healthy when it comes to that circadian rhythm. So when it comes to taking care of our bodies, we usually focus on getting enough sleep, but not just simply meeting the recommended hours of sleep might not be enough, because consistency is going to be the most important thing, if not more important, because at the end of the day, our bodies crave a routine, and maintaining a consistent sleep schedule helps regulate, like I said before, our hormones, which will improve our mood and can also enhance our cognitive function. So, you know, it really comes down to, we're all guilty of it, especially on weekends, where we get out of our routine. We'll stay up late on weekends or we'll sleep in. And what Walker says is to try to eliminate those kind of variables by not shifting your sleep pattern by more than 1 hour, even on weekends. Sleep is kind of thought of as a luxury with the way that the world kind of works and the speed at which life happens now. But we have to remember that sleep is at its fundamental necessity for our physical and mental well-being. And, you know, there are a lot of things in society that point to sleeping less and doing more. And I've heard it by thousands of people, and I was even guilty of saying it myself at one point in time, that, you know, I'll sleep when I'm dead. And that was, you know, kind of a throwback to this, you know, super aggressive work ethic, you know, like I just got to get stuff done and there's so much in life. I don't want to sleep my life away. But somewhere in there's got to be a balance. And even as society advances, we have to remember that strong, healthy, and well less rested population is kind of necessary for the mission to continue. So let's talk about people who get less than recommended hours, even with a consistent schedule. So let's talk about a little bit about our midnight units. And While the study didn't evaluate extremely short sleep, like I talked about earlier, it did address the 6-hour rule and found that as long as it's consistent, that's better than, you know, taking 2 hours, getting up, going to sleep for 4 hours, getting up, going back to sleep for 2 hours to try to get your 8 in. That was really kind of more detrimental than to just maybe delay going to sleep until after court and then just sleeping the solid time in one big shot, because quantity and quality are essential, but regularity is really the crucial piece here to our health and longevity. So we have to really look at that consistency in our sleep rather than just how much of it are we getting. And it's kind of fascinating to see how, you know, new science is sort of shedding light on the importance of sleep, because there's another study that was published in the medical journal QJM, and they found that healthy sleepers had life expectancies 4.7 years longer for men and 2.4 years longer for women when compared to those with poor sleep habits. And, you know, when I said it earlier, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Well, literally, you're going to put yourself in an early grave if you kind of have that mentality. So it's really important to get that sleep. And there'll be another podcast episode coming up in a few episodes about more sleep and some of the importance to it. So I hope you like listening to sleep and learning about sleep, because it's so important, especially in the space of our health and wellness, both mental and physical, that we can't ignore it. We just can't. So let's talk about what we can do to improve our sleep habits. And a lot of what I'm about to talk about, you've probably heard before, but it's really good advice. So we're just going to stick with it and we're going to say it again. So some of the practical tips, which is try to keep your sleep and wake times within that 1 to 2 hour window, even on weekends. Don't let yourself get off that consistency piece. And setting an alarm an hour and a half before bedtime is kind of like the way to help you wind down. And I know, I don't know how Androids work, but on Apple iPhone, if you set your bedtime reminder, that's a perfect way to know to start kind of winding down to keep yourself in that routine. And we've talked about it on the show before about the importance of meditation, but a meditation before bed is especially beneficial because some of us tend to ruminate and think about things that went on during the day, or, you know, we get a little bit of anxiety about things we said or did or the events of the day, and kind of meditating before bed can kind of help put us in that relaxed state and get our brain ready for sleep, because it's not like flipping a switch. You can't just say, okay, I'm asleep. It's more like, you know, landing an airplane. There's systems, there's a checkoff that you have to go through here. So literally your brain needs time to transition into a restful state. So, you know, even if you're juggling work, family, or other responsibilities that make it challenging to get the recommended hours of sleep, try as hard as you can to keep it consistent. And one of the big things that we talk about with that consistency piece and that wind down, and we talked about meditation, but it's really important, and you'll hear this in an upcoming episode, but not to have your phone or TV or iPad or whatever have you, just don't have that on, because the light that comes out of that, it is, it inhibits the way that the melatonin is released from the brain, because it doesn't signal it to start up when it should. So if you like reading books, read an actual book, or if you can get an e-ink tablet that you can put books on that's not light emitting. So an example of this would be like the Remarkable little notebook that doesn't have a light built in, so you have to use your bed lamp next to you. That's better than using an iPad or, you know, something that has a blue light emitting screen, those LEDs. So kind of keep that in mind as you start your wind down time. And I know I am incredibly guilty of that. I like to read before I go to sleep, but I'm usually doing it on a tablet. So I'm, you know, inhibiting that melatonin trigger inadvertently. So there's all kinds of good stuff that's coming a little, like I said, there's another episode coming about sleep, but this one needs to be really focused on consistency. That's all I want to talk about on this one, is just maintain that consistency. Weekends, holidays, vacation, try your hardest to maintain consistency in that sleep pattern. So as always, thank you for listening. Please stay safe and take care of one another. Thanks for listening to this episode of Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. And if you're looking for more information on Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org.